the prescription drug monitoring program is a way to see if people are getting painkillers from different doctors. It's run by the Department of Safety and Professional Services. Department Secretary Dave Ross says it's a great tool.
Not only that, law enforcement, but prescribers, that's our doctors, NPs, and different ones that have the right to prescribe, can use to monitor if they feel that there is some sort of prescription drug abuse going on in the patient that they're dealing with.
Ross thinks the number of people dying from prescription drug abuse will drop. Dr. Matt Horning is a family medicine practitioner at the Shawamigan Clinic in Ashland. He's already found a few of his patients who are loading up on painkillers from other doctors.
And it's always a surprise.
The Ashland area has been hard hit. In one six-month stretch in 2009, four people died of prescription drug overdoses. That led to a local task force that helped create the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program. Horning says it's working.
Yeah, if I were to see that they've seen a number of different providers in different places in the state, or if, you know, I simply had asked, oh, are you getting any of these medicines? Oh, no, I haven't been getting them for a while. And to find the opposite is true on this website, it helps you, yeah, keep patients safe and not add to this problem of addiction and dependence and diversion of prescription drugs for non-medical uses.
Horning says he just enters a birth date and name and can see if the patient is getting prescriptions from other doctors. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.